It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. New Mexico election officials are deploying ballot drop boxes across the state for people who choose to cast absentee ballots without walking indoors during the upcoming November 2nd election for public offices in the state. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver told a legislative panel on Monday that county clerks are required to provide one drop box for every 25,000 voters and at least two per county. Exceptions can be made at the request of county officials. Researchers at Southern Methodist University have discovered a way to treat cervical cancer more effectively with lower chemotherapy doses and fewer side effects. The key is a protein called TIGER. KERA's Elena Rivera reports.
Researchers found that if they decreased the TIGER protein, it made the cervical cells hypersensitive to chemotherapy treatments. In the long run, this could mean shorter treatments for patients and fewer side effects to healthy cells in their body. Robert Harrod is a biological sciences professor who runs the lab. He says he's watched this project evolve over a few decades.
We're finding out something new every day. Like I said, putting in new pieces of the puzzle that advances the field for us, advances our knowledge, and leads us in new directions. We're looking at cellular pathways now that I hadn't even considered 10 years ago.
Harrod says there still isn't a drug that targets the protein in some cancer cells, but he says they're working on it and are probably a few years out from development. I'm Elena Rivera in Dallas.
Working to generate a net zero impact, the city of Las Cruces is reviewing ways to implement more sustainable building practices. Madison Staten has the details.
The city of Las Cruces is working to develop sustainable building policies that will incentivize electric use. City sustainability specialist Jenny Hernandez says that adapting design standards to promote both solar and electric vehicle use will help to generate a net zero impact.
We need to make sure that the infrastructure is there so it has the capacity to provide energy needs that it's going to require. And so this includes pushing forward design standards that move us toward electrification, such as solar, EV charges, and again, making sure that infrastructure is there.
One council priority is ensuring homes can accommodate the charging of electric vehicles. Mayor Ken Miyagashima says the council should look into making charging capabilities a requirement for new construction.
If they have the plug-in for the electric vehicles, it sends a message every day that they see it, like, I wonder what these electric vehicles are about, maybe I should just get one.
Miyagashima is also suggesting an increase in gas installation costs to incentivize electric use over natural gas.
The public doesn't like being told you have to do this, but if you do it in a way where they think, okay, well, you know what, it is kind of cost prohibitive, I'll just go electric. You're probably not going to have anyone who wants to do that.
Councilor Gil Sorg is calling for a resolution mandating that all new city buildings be electric, while he's advocating for all new construction to eventually go all electric. Sorg says existing users should not worry about having natural gas taken away.
I've gotten an email or two that has gotten the wrong impression that they thought their natural gas service supply was going to be taken away from them. And that's not true at all. We're not going to take natural gas away from those who have it now. We're just trying not to have any new customers.
Sorg cites climate change is the main reason why electric use is warranted. And he's not the only one voicing the need for expediency. Councillor Ioana Bencomo says the city must help low-income residents deal with the worsening climate crisis.
I think everything we do moving forward has to have an anti-poverty lens, and climate change is here, and it will disproportionately impact low-income families, low-income people, people of color. And so whatever we do must have a very, very specific equity lens in it to ensure that, you know, low-income folks aren't stuck with a outdated gas system in 20, 30 years.
Increasing the El Paso Electric franchise fee from 2% to 3%. Is one way Mayor Miyagashima says the city can help low-income residents become more energy efficient.
We can help some of our neighbors in certain parts of the community. That 1% overall is like $5, but to them it's going to save them $30, $35 a month in their energy costs.
Additionally, both the general public and the city can take advantage of select state and federal rebates to help offset the cost of investing in more sustainable practices. One such opportunity is through the Zero Emission Homes Act, introduced by U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich in 2021, which offers rebates for electric appliances.
Just last month, I introduced the Zero Emissions Homes Act to establish rebates that will make clean, electrified appliances affordable and accessible to all Americans. And I continue to fight for policies that will help New Mexico build a thriving clean energy future while also making sure that New Mexicans are not left behind by the transition away from fossil fuels.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.